I am here in studio with State Senator Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth. We're going to take a look at the year that was, 2021, and it was another challenging and exciting year, and what to look ahead for in 2022. State Senator Pat O'Connor, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Good afternoon, everybody.
You know, and you cover a big part of our district. It's eight towns, starts in Weymouth. Give me the rundown.
So it's Weymouth, Hingham, Cohasset, Scituate, Marshfield, Duxbury, Norwell.
Okay, so a good part of our listening audience. So if you're in his district, good time to pay even more attention. What was the biggest issue you dealt with as a legislator and as a citizen here in 2021?
I would say the biggest issue continues to be COVID-19 and our response to that. You know, when we were talking before we went on the air, it's crazy to think that at the beginning of this year, we were in the process of starting the phasing of the vaccine. At this point in time, I think it was only open to first responders and emergency medical personnel, and then we were able to open it up to people who were 75 and above and so on and so forth. And that was quite a challenging time. You know, in our office, it was really dealing with a lot of people and the urgency of now and people wanting to get the vaccine and wanting to see this behind them. And luckily, we were able to get through that. There were definitely ups and downs when you talk about the vaccine website that crashed at points in times and other things that happened. But really, this state's response to COVID-19 has been, in my opinion, the best of any state that that is in the nation. We have the largest small business support program that we were able to put up and help small businesses with grants up to $75,000 that they wouldn't have to repay, the assistance to our communities in need, making sure we had things like the vaccine site at the Marshfield Fairgrounds, working with our local partners, and really tackling a lot of the issues that then were exposed by the COVID-19 pandemic that we have all throughout the state, different inequities, social safety nets that may not work as well as they should. And we've been really tackling a lot of the major issues associated with this. And I think as we move forward, I know that that's one of the things we talk about, you know, testing is going to be a major issue as we continue to try and ramp that up over the next 2 or 3 weeks with new variants, you know, on the rise. And obviously it seems that the trend now is they're becoming a lot more contagious. They may not be as severe as the other variants that have been out there in the past, but it seems like, you look at the sports, you look at the schools, you look at everything. It seems to be communities. It seems to be ramping up a lot.
What about the outlook for small business? I know that those PPP loans mixed up, and of course unemployment too. It looks like a lot of people did get a safety net. Not everybody, but a lot of small businesses did.
I'm proud of the work that we were able to do, not just the federal government under two different presidents, but also the state and what we were able to accomplish. You know, we kept a lot of businesses afloat. And again, we were the ones that were also setting guidance that closed a lot of businesses, luckily not for good, because we were able to backfill a lot of the revenue they would have made during that period of time through two buckets. And from there, we're going to continue to see if there's going to be further investment that's needed in the latest ARPA bill, which is a $4 billion investment, which I think is going to be the biggest thing that we tackle in 2022 as far as spending that money and recovering as best we possibly can. There's even more money for small businesses. So we completely understand at the state level that small businesses were crushed by closure and pandemic and people's lack of willingness to maybe go to certain industry sectors. But this economy and the people in our local communities are back on the rise. And I really believe that the worst of all of this is behind us. We need to continue to do the things that we do really well, invest in people, invest in businesses and healthcare and science, and be able to continue to track that and be able to continue to open and progress in our economy.
Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, of course, a lot of people were saying, oh my God, the state economy is going to crash. There's not going to be any money in the legislature. That didn't happen. I think that surprised a lot of people.
It was actually the reverse. You know, we basically, up until we just spent the $4 billion in ARPA funds, but we have the largest amount of money we've ever had in our stabilization. We had one of the largest budget surpluses in the last fiscal year. This fiscal year, we're already looking like we're about $1 billion up from what we anticipated to bring in tax revenue and compared to what we're spending. And we're making the biggest, largest investments into our social safety nets, into transportation, into housing. So, I mean, Massachusetts is a state to look out for, because we have a lot of resources and we're, utilizing them and deploying them and investing them very, very, very wisely at this point in time to really build that society that we all want that offers opportunity for everybody.
And it was nice to see, too. I know that you especially made a push to really help out the nonprofits that were really struggling at the beginning of this pandemic, thinking what's going to happen to our revenue, our donations, since they rely so much on the private sector. But you were able to direct money towards a lot of these here on the South Shore.
Yeah, since COVID started, we've directed about $3 million to local South Shore nonprofit organizations. I've always said about nonprofits that they do the work that if they weren't doing it, then the state government would have to do it anyway. And this is something that is near and dear to me. We have some of the most amazing organizations, Friendship Home in Norwell, TIC, obviously, in this building that we're in right now. South Shore ARC, Road to Responsibility. You look at all these services, especially for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities that we have right in our backyard, and we're blessed. And just because they may have fallen in a gray area in guidance when it came to the PPP or different grants or different loans, or, you know, some investors didn't make that huge gift that they usually give, we wanted to make sure that they knew that they had a partner in state government that, you know, looked them in the eye and said, we appreciate what you do and we're going to continue to invest despite the possibility of funds drying up a little bit.
Well, I know a lot of them are very much appreciative. I know that it's a very long list, but I've, you know, again, TIC, Magical Moon Foundation, many others, Friendship Home, that is terrific. What do you see about the biggest challenges for 2022? What do you see out there? What can you forecast?
Well, COVID-19, you know, as we continue to learn how to live with it, will continue to be here. I think we need to deploy the investments that we made through the American Rescue Plan Fund, $4 billion that we were able to invest into things like housing, home ownership, healthcare, workforce development, premium pay, infrastructure. Deploying those resources is going to be incredibly important to me personally to make sure we get that right, because we only have one opportunity. Typically, our budget grows by about $250 to $500 million a year. That's the new investments that we can make. Mm-hmm. This is $4 billion in new investments that the state is making right now. And then on top of that, in 2022, we're going to have to tackle the next round of that. That was only half of what we were able to deploy as far as the American Rescue Plan money, because we used some of the surplus from the previous year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have another round of $4 to $5 billion to spend, identifying those needs, making sure that we invest in the top priority and invest in the people who have the most significant challenges facing them, I think is number one. The opioid crisis, you know, we had, after years of double-digit growth, we had great years in 2017, 2018, and 2019 as far as decreases in overdose deaths as well as overdoses. And now we see 2020 was the worst year, and 2021 is also going to be, on top of that, worse numbers than we saw in 2020. So making sure we get back to the opioid crisis and look at that and prioritize that. Mental health, I think, is a major issue. We look at this and we see this throughout the entire district, especially with adolescents being in hospitals for far too long. I think we need a reform to our mental health system. Excuse me. And then on top of that, I think we need to continue to look at things like domestic violence, which really showed a huge lack in our ability to really put the laws in place that need to be in place to protect victims of domestic violence.
I agree. Anything else you want to add to our listeners? So for here at the getting to the final few days of 2021.
Sure. Well, happy new year to everybody. Hope everyone had a great holiday. And my office is always available to you at any point in time. 617-722-1646 is the direct number there. Although the state house is technically quote unquote closed, I still have two people up in the office every single day working hard on behalf of the residents of the South Shore. And we want to make sure that everyone's taken care of during this period of time. There's a whole host of issues that people have called us with since COVID began. So don't think that any issue is too small or that any issue may be too big. We're here and we're happy to help out, and please give us a ring. And I hope everyone has a healthy and safe new year, and that 2022 is even better, and that we continue to look at COVID even further in the rear view in the year to come.
We appreciate you joining us again. That, excuse me, State Senator Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth.